live on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Prescott College, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
Hey, and welcome to the Thursday edition of Q&A. I'm DJ Phone, and two of our best friends are going to be on the show today. We're going to start out by talking to our friend Rhonda Orr from Rhonda's Stop Bullying Foundation. She was on Sandy Moss's show, Sandy and Friends, yesterday. We're going to continue that conversation today. There's a big local event coming up, a free one, that you want to be a part of, and Rhonda will tell us all about that. We'll also talk about the column she writes in the Sunday Prescott Daily Courier. And coming up after the news with Link, we will hear from Tom Agostino, another good friend of ours. Tom will update us on a big concert coming to town. It's a folk concert with the actor Ronnie Cox, who is also quite a banjo player and a folk singer in his own right. You may remember Ronnie Cox from the movie Deliverance and several other movies and TV shows. So we will talk about Ronnie Cox coming to town, other folk sessions concerts, and the Highland Center outdoor highlights. So a good show coming your way today. We'll get to Rhonda in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live, you know where, in the words of the immortal Buzz Lightyear, to infinity and beyond on KQNA.com.
For over 50 years, Prescott College has been empowering future leaders to make a difference in local and global communities.
Hi, I'm Carol Benedict, the Executive Director at US Vets. I'm proud to make a difference in our community by providing housing and employment services for veterans. The bachelor's degree I earned from Prescott College provided me with the skills and support I needed to launch a career making a difference in the lives of others.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
On my left is a brand new 2017 GMC Sierra 1500 pickup. And on my right is another brand new 2017 GMC Sierra pickup. They have exactly the same option package, the SLT Premium Plus. They have exactly the same rebate and incentive package worth up to $12,000 off the manufacturer's price. And they are both a gorgeous stone blue metallic. So what's the difference? The one on my left was sent to a dealership in Phoenix. The one on my right to Findlay Buick GMC Prescott. Same make, model, price, rebates, and assembly plant. If you buy in Phoenix, your dollars stay there. If you buy in Prescott, your dollars stay local. Paying taxes allows us to invest in the community with schools and charitable organizations. Findlay Buick GMC Prescott has the same big city inventory and the same big city discounts, along with small town friendliness and feel. Findlay Buick GMC Prescott, your hometown dealer at FindlayBuickGMC.com and 928-445-7350. GMC, we are professional grade.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 306, and we've got a big event coming up a week from this evening at 6 p.m. at the Holiday Courtyard. Rhonda Orr, what's going on?
You know what? We've decided that a civility rally would be something that everyone in Prescott could attend. It's going to be a great event for families, but anyone that really wants to see a change in culture.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time. It's time. We really feel like some city needs to be saturated with civility. Kids don't even know what civility means,
yeah.
DJ.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you, by the way, for having me on the show.
Oh, sure. Always a pleasure.
But I go in, for instance, I just started teaching at Mile High Middle School, mm-hmm. our new Civility Leadership Academy. And the kids there, same thing as the juvenile detention school. What does civility mean? And they go, to be civil, and they think it's so hysterical.
Mm-hmm.
And so I go into our three-word definition, which is, of course, just tops the top of civility,
mm-hmm.
which is courtesy, consideration, and caring. And then we really go into what those things mean. But the civility rally is because we need to start with Prescott. I moved here because I love Prescott. I mean, I came here right before the 19. And I decided that the way this town moved together, all the accolades that Prescott has, everything that we have to offer, why not? I mean, that's on our bumper sticker.
Mm-hmm.
Why not Prescott? Why can't we be the city across the United States that has the most civility and the least amount of bullying? And people look at me like I'm just, you know, crazy. And I say, well, you know what? It has to start. It has to. There's not a choice anymore. We have to change our culture. And so we're going to start here with this lofty goal and have another annual event next year and see where we stand. I mean, measurable things mm-hmm. that we want to do.
Isn't part of a challenge of doing this getting over the hump of a certain segment of society that believes civility and compassion and consideration are signs of weakness?
Oh, absolutely. They think that that's what creates snowflakes. You know, I did a column on snowflakes, and snowflakes really have, they're the kids that have the sense of entitlement,
mm-hmm.
but they're the same kids that grow up bullying too. They don't even realize it, because if we don't have a strong society, as you know, doesn't mean that you have to be these big, tough, you know, type of people. People that are courteous, that say thank you, excuse me, please. I mean, I go into school campuses all over and mm-hmm. they just knock you down. They never say, excuse me. I don't understand it. I don't understand that people can't look at people in the eye, but they're not. Even at schools, they're looking down at their phone. They are not learning how to have eye contact.
There's no connection.
That's right. There is no connection. And that is the very first thing that I was teaching at Mile High, is the fact that, you know, communication is one of our five C's. And we started with communication because you really can't have civility without communication, or confidence, courage, creativity. You can't have anything without communication. And what does that mean? Kids aren't learning to go through the awkward stage that communication has to take on. That means that instead of looking at someone and learning how to look at them in the eye and learning how to go through anything that connects them, which is usually a compliment. I mean, we did a whole activity based around complimenting each other. They couldn't mm-hmm. say anything snarky. They couldn't do anything except say something nice. And, you know, and it was really hard for them to do something like that because it is awkward.
Well, not only is it awkward, but there's always the cool kids factor. Mm-hmm. You're trying to impress the tough kids, the cool kids, and there's peer pressure, isn't there?
Well, the peer pressure is that they have to make jokes about anything and everything. And our campaign is still going. JK does not make it okay.
And for those of my age in the audience, JK means?
Just kidding. Just
yeah.
kidding.
Well, you know what? If you have to say JK, it means what you just said really hurt somebody, doesn't it?
Well, it absolutely hurts somebody. And you know what? We go by a new parameter of what is causing suicide. One of those is somebody puts on a phone a really good friend, but they all of a sudden have a different dynamic in their relationship, and they try to get away with saying, you're stupid, you're ugly, you're fat, why don't you go kill yourself? Well, we actually, since the Bully Fighter movie, we have decided that, you know, the laws really need to be much more specific, mm-hmm. because we have other terms that are coming along to define bullying. There is still our generation and older that think bullying is just, you know, a rite of passage. Mm-hmm. It's no big deal. When you say the word bullying, it's like, get over it, get tough, you know, do all these things. But the fact of the matter is, when you say something like that on a text message and you say, why don't you go kill yourself? And then you follow it with just kidding. Kids aren't, you know, that's not okay.
Yeah, true.
So we've started a new term, bully abuse. The same thing like bully victim has come along, so people start to understand, oh, why does a bully bully? Well, you know, I have a column, 13 reasons why they bully. And one of them happens to be because of popularity, the cool kids. So we have that term that's pretty solidified in the schools now. Kids kind of understand what that means. It's not an excuse any more than, you know, bully abuse. That's one level up. Mm-hmm. From verbal abuse or just kidding or those types of things. You cannot say just kidding and do it over and over and over and be relentless about that. Turn around and blame the person for feeling dejected and horribly like there's something wrong with them, that yeah. their friends or their the cool kids at school are telling them, you're all these things, but why should you be upset that we're saying this about you? And we have kids going into the bathroom to hide from people. We have kids going home. And the suicide rate is so high. We're talking about bully abusers. And this is happening at a very young age. It's developing at such a young age that we are going to have a new program for young kids aged 4 to 6 and their parents.
Good.
So the parents and the young kids can see the things that are not okay.
You know, one good pattern that we can see as a great example of how to do it right is our police officers, our mm-hmm. firefighters, and our military, because there's nobody tougher than those people. And what do they say when you greet them? They always say, sir, ma'am, thank you. Please, if they can do it, why can't anybody else? And just a couple of weeks ago, you were part of a major event at Yavapai College, yeah. and Officer Bobby Kipper, who has a national program of what you're doing. Bobby Kipper was a cop for 26 years. He's a tough guy, and he's teaching the same things you're teaching, isn't he?
You know, he's absolutely amazing because he showed the comparisons of bullying and abusing, and they are exactly the same,
yeah, same
descriptors
thing. Same thing.
That you use for the same thing. Mm-hmm. They all fall under that umbrella, maltreatment.
Well, and, you know, in the last week, we've seen the news headlines dominated by the power of abusing people in corporate positions, like in Hollywood, with the studio casting couch. And isn't it ironic that you have a column, you and Dr. Sherry Sunday, asking if your child is a victim of domestic abuse? And there are so many different kinds of abuse in the workplace, in the school, and at home, and it has to do with a power imbalance and people with the power abusing it, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, unfortunately, there are so many single parents that are letting their boyfriends and girlfriends come through a swinging gate. And, you know, it's not about judging them. It is literally the statistics on what kids, what's happening when they view this kind of abuse.
Sure.
You know, I got out of a relationship when my son was a baby because I was abused 3 times before I left, and once was in front of my son at 6 months old, and that was it. You know, when you are abused when you're pregnant, when you're being abused in front of children, and you stay and they see that, they only really know that there's 2 directions to go. You either become very submissive and you become the victim and you stay the victim and you go through all kinds of things trying to help your child.
Mm-hmm.
get through that. And at the same time, they either take one or the other path. They either become the perpetrator or they stay a victim and they become very submissive and so on and so on. The cycle has to be broken. And that's what I said to my son. This is what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's why I had my very first nonprofit in California 23 years ago.
And in just a moment, we're going to talk about the big civility rally you have coming up. We're going to take a break first and come back with Rhonda Orr about the civility rally coming up next Thursday to stop bullying. On today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.com.
Like a trusted friend, the Breast Care Center at YRMC is here for you. Compassion, support, strength. These are the qualities you look for in a trusted friend. These are also the same qualities you will find at the Breast Care Center at YRMC in Prescott Valley. State-of-the-art diagnostic tools, expert care coordination, health education, and support programs are only the beginning. They're combined with a compassionate, caring staff and a private, warm, and comfortable environment. We even have an on-site patient navigator whose focus is to help you with every step of your healthcare decision-making. Choose the Quad City leader for advanced breast care services, including digital mammography, breast MRI, and ultrasound. The Breast Care Center at YRMC, your trusted friend in healthcare. Call 442-8900 or visit yrmc.org.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, Market Area Manager for Finley Automotive Group. When Yavapai County needs a car, truck, SUV, or minivan, they can count on Finley Automotive Group. With access to over 10,000 new and pre-owned vehicles from over 30 dealerships, chances are we have the exact vehicle you're looking for, right down to the color and trim. Our pricing isn't just lower, it's smarter. Due to our volume buying, we can give you a great value on every vehicle, so you'll save time and money.
Hi, I'm Robbie Hinshaw. The team at Finley Automotive Group Prescott believes that customer service means making your vehicle buying experience an enjoyable one. Our dealership websites help us to fulfill this mission by providing all the information you need to buy online, including a complete listing of our new, used, and certified pre-owned vehicles, finding and providing quotes on vehicles, and responding to your email requests for additional information. We understand that time is valuable, and that's why we do everything possible to make your visit brief, informative, and enjoyable.
Finley Automotive Group, not just a better dealership, but a great community partner. Finley Automotive Group in Prescott, with Toyota, Subaru, GMC, Buick, and Hyundai.
You step into the shower to wash off the day when you find that there's no hot water. What do you do now? Pick up the phone and call RED Plumbing. This is Travis. It's always better to have hot water than to be in hot water. So when your water heater isn't doing the job, give us a call to let us do ours. Whether it's a repair or replacement, we'll get the job done. Give us a call at 772-9296. Find us on Facebook or visit us at redplumbinginc.com.
A policeman stopped.
Yeah, it was the lady parked next to me.
I called my wife.
My dad got up in the middle of the night.
My neighbor helped me out.
I called a tow truck.
Anyone can jumpstart your car, but for replacing a dead battery and installing it for free, there's no one like Batteries Plus Bulbs.
I'll install it myself.
I'd like you to do it.
Visit batteriesplus.com for a store near you.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live with Rhonda Orr, Tom Agostino coming up in a few minutes after the news with Link. Well, coming up Thursday, that's next Thursday, the 26th at 6 p.m. At the Holiday Courtyard, we're going to have special guests. Well, Rhonda, tell us who's going to be there and some of the activities taking place.
We're so excited because Doug Keller is going to be our entertainment. We're going to have food from El Gato Azul. You know Barry.
Ooh, that's always good.
He's very, very supportive. You know, we've had such great support from so many people. Mm-hmm. We're going to have Mary Heller, who's already choreographed the flash mob dance. Wink, wink. Don't tell anybody, but it's going to be really, really fun. And, you know, we've had Lamb Chevrolet. We've had so many great people contributing to this. Lots of raffles from Raskin's Jewelry. I mean, a yellow diamond, by the way. So it's from 6 to 8. It's
Greg
free.
Greg Raskin, thank you.
Yeah, I know. Greg is great. And you know what? We have had so much support. And I hope that everyone shows up, because a lot of people think it's only for people who have kids, or, you know, maybe the people who live downtown and go downtown. But the Holiday Courtyard is kind of a wedding reception venue. It's a wonderful venue.
It's an open courtyard right in the middle of Whiskey Row. Yeah, right there.
Absolutely. And it's beautiful. And it has, you know, we're going to have food. We're going to have fun. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a good time. We're going to have speakers like Police Chief Deborah Black, Police Chief over at Yavapai College Monahan, Detective Tobin, and our young ambassador, who happens to be also the PUSD student representative, Joe Howard, picked them. Nice. And Joe's been just so really supportive of us also. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we want the whole community to come out. It's our opportunity to say, you know what? Prescott does have a lot of accolades, but let's go one step further. Mm-hmm. Let's be the first to change culture.
Yeah.
That's our goal, to really make a difference. We have to. We have to, DJ, because all of these problems, sexual abuse, harassment, the things going on in Hollywood that are just now coming to light.
Oh, it's going to get worse.
I can't believe it. You know, I saw in People Magazine, I just glanced at it, the article about the women over at Fox. You know, because now they're bringing this all up. And to be somebody that who was a big star and not be believed, the two worst things that can happen when you're a victim is to not be believed in and not be believed. Those things are what wear on your sense of worth, and it is why suicide is growing and growing.
You told me on the air the first time you were here that as a child, about your personal experiences.
Yes.
When I was in the sixth grade, I had a teacher at my school in St. Louis. We always liked this teacher. And at the end of the school year, it was August that summer, I was on my back porch reading the newspaper, and I saw a big headline with his name in it. I thought, what? And I'm reading, it turns out he was arraigned for, and this is the first time I ever heard these words, he was arraigned for child molestation and sodomy. And I thought, what are these words? So I asked, now this takes you back to not being believed, okay?
Right.
So I yelled to my mom, who's in the kitchen, what's child molestation and sodomy? She comes over and slugs me for using those words.
Oh, absolutely. You didn't say things
mom,
like that.
It's about my teacher. Then she hit me again for saying, how dare you say it about your teacher? And all of a sudden, now I understand how priests got away with that all those years.
Oh, absolutely.
Can you imagine a child telling their parent that their priest is abusing them? You'd get the worst punishment imaginable.
Oh. Well, this dates us, DJ. But,
it does, because parents slugged us. Yeah.
But parents never took your word.
Yeah,
they took the school and they took the teacher. And now, today, parents is kind of the vice versa. The poor teachers are just battered.
Yeah.
I mean, I have to give a shout out to the teacher over at Mile High, because she's absolutely, Molly Luttrell, she's absolutely amazing as a life skills teacher. And it's not easy. These kids, though, they really want to be good.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
It's an innate quality. And people know a teacher shouldn't be doing those types of things.
Yeah.
It should be in society really, really bad. So how could we as kids think, wow, what's wrong with us that we're being dragged into the principal's office for saying something bad about a teacher, but it's true. And people didn't used to believe it. But now in today's society, when it's starting to come out, but think about it. It's just now coming out. Something I knew when I was an actress at William Morris, that people, you know, the casting couch, the whole thing.
We all knew.
You know, it always happened.
This is how prevalent the casting couch issue is. You've been to Disneyland, I assume.
Oh, yeah. Have I worked there.
You
I was
worked,
a dancer.
Oh,
Disney World. Well,
I can believe that.
Yeah.
Well, have you ever been to California Adventure? Right next to, on the same property?
Yes.
Well, at California Adventure, they have a Hollywood backlot area, and there's a mock-up office on the floor, on the ground floor, that's called Fill a Couch Casting Agency.
No.
Seriously.
No.
And I laughed out loud when I saw it, because it's always been kind of an urban legend. It's not an urban legend anymore, is it? We all know that really happened.
Oh, absolutely.
It's
it
like,
really happened.
Like the name Philip. Fill a Couch Casting Agency at California Adventure. Because you could joke about that because it was just kind of a rumor. Oh, no. It's real.
Oh, it's very real. And my son, who was 8 years old when he was acting. For 3 years, I let him do that. And, you know, I made him everything he did. He had to make a commitment for 6 months. Went on auditions, everything that he did. I was always right there. Mm-hmm. And they would get irritated that I was always watching him. And I would
say, "Oh, you were a helicopter parent."
Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I'd rather be a helicopter parent than let my child
than
be molested.
A grieving one. Yeah.
You know, because it happened all the time.
Well, and Annette, you know, the industry is, when I say the industry, the show business, mm-hmm. it's so big in Southern California.
Right.
People will move there to try and turn their kids into stars, and they'll fall for this line all the time. Would you like your kid to be in movies or TV shows or commercials or videos? Well, yeah, where's your business card? Next thing you know, the police are calling.
Well, I never wanted to be associated with all the stage parents because of that very reason.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried even to teach seminars for parents, and guess what? No one would come except the good parents. So, you know, you can't do that. So what I'm asking for our civility rally is everyone come, because this is an opportunity to really hear, you know, the police chiefs and someone who went through, Alexa Rosdale, our young ambassador, she mm-hmm. went through some horrible bullying last year. And I talked with her before she became our young ambassador, before she became this. She is amazing at being able to, you know, really click on what can make someone strong, but not go the whole pendulum over on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people either go from one side of the pendulum or the other before they come to the middle most often, but she didn't do that. She went right towards the middle.
And you know, on Sandy's show, I saw you talking about the importance of eye contact and walking erect and being proud of yourself, mm-hmm. because that becomes a shield against bullying, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I just had kids walking around their schoolroom with music to make it fun, but all those middle school kids were walking around their room, and they had to sit for 30 seconds with eye contact and a blank face to learn how it really needs to be, because they don't have eye contact anymore.
Yeah.
They look at their phone, or they look down.
It's a way of copping out, isn't it?
Oh, it's absolutely. It's a way not to learn communication skills.
Mm-hmm.
And I went through the whole thing. You know, 93% body language, tone of voice. How can you have the majority of all of our kids using only 7% of their communication skills? That's why we have the Civility Leadership Academies in the schools now. We're not just doing them at hotels. We're having dog therapy. You know, something that we can bring into the schools and have kids, you know, come up. Because kids that abuse, we know kids that abuse animals, they will abuse humans. You know, they're usually the serial killers. We all know that. Well, kids have to know that they can treat an animal with love and respect, and that animal will treat them the same. And if they can start learning that at a young age, that they can be comforted. A lot of kids that have parents that were maybe not the greatest, right? They need to have something that they feel like they can turn to for just a few moments. It lights up their eyes. It does the same thing for seniors. I've seen it.
Sure.
It changes their whole day. I wish that every child could have a pet like that to really love them, so that they can turn to somebody for comfort. Everybody has to have something for comfort. And you know, I just have to say something about that. Kids have their phone for comfort, and they just go. They go without thinking that whatever they're saying, doing, is thrown up for a million years, what they do and what they say. So I tell parents, I had a column about this with Dr. Sherry, about don't let your kids have a phone in their room overnight. And they might say, well, I need to charge it. Parents, charge it.
Where you can see it.
Yeah, you take it away for the night, because otherwise, all night long, they're doing all these things.
And one last word, once again, about the Civility Rally, when and where?
6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Holiday Courtyard. It's downtown across from the courthouse, and it's right on Montezuma. It's the open air, what they call the wedding reception area.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have the speakers. The doors actually open at 5, so they can get there a little bit early.
And this is next Thursday.
Next Thursday, 1 week
26th,
away from 6 to 8 p.m., the flash mob dance, the music.
Oh, you gave it away again.
Wink, wink. Well, I hope everybody comes. And I just really am thankful for Staples. I'm thankful for all of our sponsors.
And our
Lamb.
Friend Augie Perry.
Augie is great.
Sure.
Augie's amazing.
Yeah.
He was one of the first.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah.
Thank you, Augie. Thank you, Greg. Thank you, Barry, and all the other people taking part in helping support
Massage Envy.
The Civility Rally. Yeah, Massage Envy, indeed. Well, thanks for joining us, Rhonda. It's always a pleasure to have you on.
We learned
so much, and we share so much, too. So we look forward to the Civility Rally next Thursday evening at 6 p.m. Get there five, if you like. Indeed. Stay tuned because it's time for News with Link, and then we'll talk to our buddy Tom Agostino about Folk Sessions concerts, Ronnie Cox, and Highland Center happenings. That's coming your way on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live the world over at KQ&A.com.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LMS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
It's 2017 model year closeout time at Lamb Nissan in Prescott, and the savings are up to 25%. This is Ed Walsh for Lamb Nissan. Nissan has piled on the incentives to close out the 2017s, and right now you can get a brand new Nissan Sentra for just $14,381 after a 25% discount. How about America's number one selling sport utility vehicle, the Nissan Rogue? With Nissan's year-end incentives, you can get a new Nissan Rogue for just $19,998. That's a brand new sport utility vehicle for less than $20,000. Come see why so many people from Phoenix drive to Prescott to buy a car from Lamb Nissan. We save you money and we make it easy to get a great deal. Lamb Nissan in Prescott. We're here to serve.
Arizona Coyotes Hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQ&A. Arizona Coyotes Hockey is brought to you this season by Moyers Heating and Cooling, Far From Folsom, R.E.D. Plumbing, Bradshaw Family Dental, Hobby State Bank, and Yavapai Plumbing and Heating.
He'll shoot! He scores!
The Arizona Coyotes host the Dallas Stars live Thursday night at 7 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
You know the old saying about being able to smell trouble? Well, Unisource Energy Services has made it easy to sniff out a natural gas leak by adding a harmless chemical that makes our gas smell like rotten eggs. If you detect that smell, don't light a match, start or stop an engine, use a phone, turn on or off lights, or do anything that might create a spark. Quickly, check pilot lights and the stove's burner valves. If you can't readily locate the source of gas, leave the house immediately. From a safe place, call 911 and UES day or night at 1-877-UES4U. That's 1-877-837-4968. If you smell gas while outdoors, leave the area immediately and call 911 and UES. UES technicians will respond right away free of charge. Remember, your nose knows if there's trouble. Trust it. For more safety tips, give us a call or visit us online at uesaz.com.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Thursday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. A film about the Granite Mountain Hotshots opens nationwide tomorrow.
Only the Brave stars Josh Brolin, who plays Granite Mountain Hotshot Superintendent Eric Marsh. Jennifer Connelly plays his wife, Amanda. 19 Hotshots were killed fighting the Yarnell Hill Fire on June 30, 2013. However, director Joseph Kaczynski explains this film isn't about the fire itself.
For me and for all of us working on this film, it's been a very special and very humbling experience. This is a story about a group of wildland firefighters, but at its heart, it's about the type of person that runs toward the things that everyone else is running away from.
Roland says portraying these tragic, heroic, real-life characters made the actors want to be as realistic as possible.
We were all very hard on each other to be as kind of stripped down and raw as possible and get all that actor out of us. I don't think we'll ever be these guys or even close to it, but I think it was really to find the spirit of these people.
Yarnell Hill Fire survivor Brendan McDonough served as creative consultant for the film. McDonough is played by Miles Teller. Advanced showings at Picture Show and Frontier Village in Prescott and Harkins Theaters in Prescott Valley of Only the Brave tonight. For more information on this story, log on to KQNA.com and click on the link to Prescott E-News. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
A great horned owl will fly the friendly skies again thanks to the Heritage Park Zoological Sanctuary and Liberty Traditional School. On Monday, Prescott Valley Animal Control Officer James Reisinger was called to Liberty Traditional School on Lake Valley Road regarding a possible injured owl. It appeared the owl was stunned after it hit a window at the school. The kids and staff were able to confine the owl until animal control could arrive. One student gave the owl the nickname of Houdini. Reisinger was able to take the owl to the Heritage Park Zoological Sanctuary on Heritage Park Road in Prescott. Executive Director Pam McLaren and her staff evaluated the owl and no injuries were found. Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Mostly clear tonight, mostly sunny tomorrow, warming up at the end of the weekend. Expect an overnight low of 49 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 68 tomorrow and a high of 67 on Saturday. 51 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Friday of 81 and a high on Saturday of 77. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and at 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Hey everybody, it's Sarah from the Artful Eye Jewelers.
Hey!
Did you know we specialize in beautiful, one-of-a-kind jewelry made right here in our state-of-the-art workshop? That's right, we love creating unique pieces that can be passed down through the generations. Many of our one-of-a-kind, award-winning pieces feature stunning Australian opal and other exotic gems. We have pieces in sterling silver as well as white, yellow, and rose gold to fit every budget. So if you're looking for a truly unique, handcrafted gift made right here in Prescott, be sure to stop on in and see us at the Artful Eye Jewelers. We're located in the middle of Withy Row in beautiful downtown Prescott.
It's October, and in the car business, that means the factory's clearing out the 2017s. This is Ed Walsh for Lamb Chevrolet. This October, Chevrolet has simply piled on the incentives on the remaining 2017 Silverados. Lamb Chevrolet is selling Silverado crew cabs for $33,680. That's an $11,000 savings after a discount of nearly 25%. You can also save 25% on our last remaining 2017 Chevy Cruises. A nicely equipped Cruise LT with an MSRP of $24,030 is now just $17,999 after a 25% discount. Come see why so many people from Phoenix drive to Prescott to buy a car from Lamb Chevrolet. We save you money and we make it easy to get a great deal. Lamb Chevrolet in Prescott. We're here to serve. Chevrolet. Find new roads.
Hey y'all, it's Rosie. Here's what's cooking on the next Rosie on the House.
As we get older, have you ever wondered what changes or renovations you might have to make to live in your present home? We call it aging in place. From curbless showers to walk-in bathtubs and even grab bars, we'll have concepts, cost, and other suggestions you need to live comfortably in your own home. And we'll take your questions for home improvement, gardening, landscaping.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130 KQNA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, every time our buddy Tom Agostino is here, I use the term impresario because I run out of ways to describe what he does.
That's not a bad word, is it?
No, okay, no, just, you can say it on radio. I checked first. But no, Tom might be the busiest guy in town because not only are you doing PR for the Highland Center for Natural History, you're also booking shows for the folk sessions. Yes. You're a man about town, and you've got somebody we've all seen, we've all heard, coming to town on November 10th at the Elks. Tell us about this gentleman. One of the most familiar banjo refrains we've ever heard.
Dueling Banjos, Deliverance movie, mm-hmm. What, 45 years ago now?
Isn't that something?
Yeah, the gentleman from the Dueling Banjos scene was Ronnie Cox, mm-hmm. who has gone on to have an incredible career in Hollywood, and RoboCop, Total Recall, mm-hmm. Star Trek, on and on his legacy. And he's also, as he calls him now, he's a actor who's a folk singer for many years, and now he's a folk singer who sometimes acts because his love is music. Mm-hmm. And as he says, he acts, he does movies so he can do folk music.
Yeah, sure. Well, you do what you have to do so you can do what you want to do.
Yeah. Ooh. And so he's coming to town. We're going to do a concert with him at the Elks, at mm-hmm. the historic Elks Theater on Veterans Day, Friday, November 10th. Mm-hmm. And he's just he's really a lot of fun.
Plus, he does a lot of storytelling during his show, doesn't he?
A lot of storytelling. His whole show is a mixture of music and tall tales and legends. And he has an award-winning three-piece band that are really, really good. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of fun. We brought him into town maybe 5 years ago. Wow. And it was one of the more fun concerts I've ever had the pleasure to be part of and the mm-hmm. opportunity to bring him back, especially at the Elks. He's in somebody who'll walk in the Elks and he'll really get it.
He'll get it. Yeah. And, you know, he's a fun guy, and I love the way that he subtitles his appearance. He calls us the show Songs, Stories, and Out-and-Out Lies. He's just made for show business, isn't he?
Yes, he's made for show business. And as I was talking to you about it, the thing he does that I've never seen anyone do is when we present him the first time, he stands at the door and greets everybody as they come in.
Isn't that amazing?
And so many people bring things to him to sign. Sure. You know, a lot of them bring posters or the albums or stills from the movies. And he signs everything, and he'll even take it and show you to you. See that. And he says so personable. In fact, he told me, you know, he doesn't like opening acts because mm-hmm. he wants the first thing people hear is him. In fact, he won't even allow music to be played in the theater.
Really?
Because he wants the first thing they hear is his voice. He wants
interesting.
He taught me a lot. In fact, as an impresario, somebody puts on concert, doing a concert with him taught me a lot on how to stage a concert so the audience is the star, mm-hmm. even more than the musician. Yeah. I mean, the audience is the star of a concert, right? And, you know, people sure. go, oh, the act is the star. No, they're working for you there.
Yeah.
You know, you've hired them that night to work for you, and you're the star. And artists who get that and who come in and their whole purpose is to make you have a really good evening. You know, they're the kind of guys that are fun to work with for me.
Sure,
you know, and I enjoy knowing that they're going to be coming to town, and I'll get to hang out with them a little bit.
So how'd you first meet up with Ronnie Cox?
His agent. You know, the person, how I do a lot of these things is about maybe five or six agents and managers that I've gotten to know over the years. Mm-hmm. And his agent's out of Colorado, and she represents, in fact, Rebecca Folsom and Sally Barris, who came in last month.
Oh, a few weeks ago.
And Ronnie's on her bill, too. And mm-hmm. and so, you know, that comes, he at a point, I think he just finished doing the TV show he was just on ended, so he had some time to do a tour, so he put a little tour together.
And he's done a lot of TV shows. He's got about 125 IMDb credits.
I know,
it's
amazing.
He's appeared as an actor in the TV series True Detective, Stargate SG-1, Law and Order SVU, Dexter, Desperate Housewives. I mean, the list goes on and on. He's probably worked with everybody in Hollywood and in music.
Because of his personality, people enjoy working with him, which is why he works.
That's why. That's boy. Did you just hit a nail on the head?
Yeah.
Now you have booked a lot of bands in your time as a concert promoter. Tell me the importance of booking somebody who is not a PITA to work with.
It's important. I mean, you know, I've gotten offered a lot of groups to come back who have said no just because they weren't. It wasn't fun.
It wasn't worth the trouble.
Let me say it's not a lot. It's really the exception.
Yeah, you fortunately. Know,
most traveling musicians are really fine. Mm-hmm. But there's been several that I won't work with again.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I use the term PITA. I'm not going to say on the air what that stands for, but let's put it this way. If you're in a restaurant and you overhear a waiter saying, I have a pita, PITA, I have a pita at table 12, mm-hmm. and they don't serve Greek food, you're the one they're talking about. So just keep that in mind. I'll put it this way. P stands for pain. I'll let everybody else fill in the rest. But you know about that.
Yeah.
An awful lot of people don't work much anymore because they're simply not worth the trouble.
You know, and when you come across one, like say Sally Barris and Rebecca Folsom, mm-hmm. who were here last month, one of the finest concerts I've had the pleasure to be in the audience of, let alone put on. Mm-hmm. It was really wonderful. And afterwards, I got an email from Sally, and she said, Rebecca and I think there should be a Tom Agostino in every town.
Oh,
you know,
sweet?
And that's just a sweet, but it really meant a lot,
yeah.
you know, because it's a lot of work putting on these shows.
And
most times, you know, you do the show, the artist leaves, you don't ever hear from them unless they come back through, you know. But to get that was really nice. It helped.
Well, in addition to booking Ronnie Cox at the Elks on the 10th of November, you can get your tickets by calling the box office, 777-1370. Go on to folksessions.com, right?
Mm-hmm.
All those tickets are available. You also have a promo code, don't you?
Yeah, we have a special offer, and you can get this promo code if you log on to their website or calling. anything. You can do it through the phone too, or go into Folk Sessions, and the promo code is Folk, F-O-L-K, and you get a $5 discount for this concert.
Nice.
Yes, and if you're a vet, you already get a $5 discount on the tickets already, and then you can get an extra $5 discount, so you wind up with a $10 discount for vets and
very
seniors.
Nice. Very nice.
Because it's Veterans Day.
Well, you know, you've got so many things going on right now. You've also got, at the Highland Center, in the Discovery Gardens, you've got the Halloween Happening Family Night.
Well, before that, this Saturday, in the Discovery Gardens, this Saturday, from 9:30 in the morning to 12:30, we're having the first annual Ethnobotany Fest.
Okay, can you say that on the radio?
I think you can. Ethnobotany is basically the study of the nature around where you live. So it's mm-hmm. a study of your natural planting and natural life and how it works in harmony with the ecosystem. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be a really fun day. There's going to be lots of exhibits. We have one of our volunteers does a historical thing of Mary Ramos, who's a famous herbalist, mm-hmm. and she'll be as Mary Amos, and she'll be doing exhibits and giving things you can get to eat prickly pear jam. And
because I remember you saying that some of these things they're talking about are edible or medicinal mm-hmm. plants.
Well, that's basically it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Things that interact with you in nature who are make your life a little bit better.
Sure.
And we live in a place that's, the Highland Center, Central Highlands of Arizona. This place is a laboratory of ethnobotany, and it'll be really fun experience. And to get into the Discovery Gardens on weekends, $2 for kids, $5 for adults, free for members.
How do you beat that?
Yeah.
And this time of year is just a great time to go to the Highland Center, because even when it gets cooler in November, you're going to have these nice, crisp fall afternoons. Yeah. You can walk longer. You're not going to worry about the heat or anything. It's just a great time to be outside.
Really, this is so beautiful there right now. If you haven't been to the Discovery Gardens, the thing that's so nice about it is it's all paved. So if you have trouble walking, if you don't go out on hikes because you have trouble walking, or if you are wheelchair bound, mm-hmm. or if you use a walker, you can do the Discovery Garden because it is 100% accessible. It's all paved paths, and mm-hmm. you will have a really nice time in nature. And there's all sorts of places you can stop, and there's explanations of what you're looking at. Mm-hmm. You know, those interpretive signs you see at all the nature. We have those at that Discovery Garden,
sure.
and they're really nice, and you get a really deeper understanding of this beautiful place we live in.
Oh, yeah.
And then next Friday, we're doing our Halloween Happening, mm-hmm. which is our annual event, and we're doing it in the Discovery Gardens, too.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah.
Very nice.
And that'll be fun. And we don't do a scary Thanksgiving. We do an interactive Thanksgiving Halloween. We don't want to scare you. We want you to come in and be part of nature. We don't want you to be afraid of nature.
Yeah. Bad first impression.
Yeah. But you get to dissect owl pellets and get to see what's in. We're going to have some friends from the Heritage Park Zoo on hand. You know, it'll be mm-hmm. really nice.
Well, and then Halloween Happening Family Night is Friday the 27th from 5 to 7 p.m. in the Discovery Gardens. It's only $2 for children under 13, $5 for adults, and it is free for members. And then on Thanksgiving weekend, you've got some old friends coming in, haven't you?
We're going to have a really fun time. If you like to sing, you know, we did this maybe 2 years ago. We did a total sing-along concert.
That was at the Prescott Center for the Arts, wasn't it?
That's what we do. And where we project the lyrics on the screen, on the stage, and we do songs that people are really familiar with.
Sure.
And the whole night is just to get everybody in the band. Mm-hmm. That's like it's homespun tunes in the living room, and everybody's in the band. So we're going to do a really fun Thanksgiving sing-along concert on Saturday, November 25th mm-hmm. at Prescott Center for the Arts. It's our kickoff of our season there.
Cool.
Eighth year we're doing a season at Prescott
Isn't
Center
that
for the
amazing?
Arts. Yeah, it's a co-presentation between us and PCA. We're partners.
Yeah, and Eric Rams would be there again.
He's a great bluesman.
Yeah, he's been in a lot of your shows.
Yeah, and McDougal Street West. Do you know those guys? The local Peter, Paul, and Mary experience?
You know what? Now I do. You say that, now I recommend. Yeah. I remember them too and recommend them.
And if you're talking sing-along, mm-hmm. Peter, Paul, and Mary, sure. I mean, right there, you know, when I thought of a sing-along concert, they were the first people I called. Yeah. Mary, are you guys available to come and do a sing-along concert? Because every song that they're going to do is a sing-along song begin with, even if they didn't have the lyrics projected on the wall.
Yeah,
indeed. And then the Fare-Thee-Wells is basically me, Krista, Meg, and some of our friends.
Meg Borman, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we're going to do, again, a whole sing, no original stuff, just songs that you know and you can come and join.
Sure.
And we want to theme it because it is Thanksgiving. Songs of thanks and giving, mm-hmm. uplifting, you know. I've always wanted to do a songs of like a... hard times and trouble, but not this week. No. This show will be thanks and giving.
And you know, the timing of that is great because it's going to be on Saturday evening at 7:30 of Thanksgiving weekend. And we know we have a lot of friends and relatives coming into this area for Thanksgiving. What a great way to spend an evening together with the family, mm-hmm. sharing an event like this and singing along.
Yeah, and like I said, we project the lyrics on a screen mm-hmm. on the stage. So you have
no excuse for missing the lyrics.
And you're not just staring down on a piece of
in
paper.
The dark.
Not seeing the musicians, just staring up at the stage.
Sure.
And everybody's, like I said, everybody's in the band. Mm-hmm. And I've seen the set list from at least the McDougal Street guys, and it's a lot of really mm-hmm. real favorites, like Stew Ball and Puff and
sure.
Early Morning Rain and all those songs that we love to sing.
Early Morning Rain, Gordon Lightfoot,
Gordon
right?
Lightfoot,
oh, goodness. Yeah. You know, I've been a fan of Gordon Lightfoot for so long, and so many of his songs have become folk classics. Mm-hmm. I mean, they really have. Hey, you've also got coming up at the Highland Center in the Discovery Gardens, Saturday, November 4th, the Holiday Bazaar in the Gardens, and you got these hiking sprees, too. Amazing stuff coming up.
Yeah, I think the is it November? I know it sounds early to do a holiday bazaar. It's the first weekend in November,
mm-hmm.
but why not?
Sure.
Because one, it's warm enough that we can still be outside in the mm-hmm. Discovery Gardens.
Yep.
And we have 20 local artists. And because we're a nature-based organization, all our artists, all the people we invite, what they do is they work with natural materials and natural things. So it's a real organic bazaar in terms of the things you're going to get are all handmade, and they all, I've seen photos from all these artists, and beautiful. We have over 20 artists who will become, and craftsmen and tradesmen who will set up there. And again, it's going to be in the Discovery Gardens, and it's going to be really kind of fun. I'm really looking forward to a holiday bazaar in the first week in November. We're starting it early this year.
Well, Ann Prescott was designated Arizona's Christmas City, right?
Yeah. And you know, if you've lived in Prescott at all, you know, we do Christmas up here. So you got to start early if you're going to get anything on
the schedule. Well, I just found out a couple days ago that on the day they have the Christmas lighting mm-hmm. of the courthouse, guess who the master of ceremonies is going to be?
DJ Phone?
You got it.
Congrats. Yep.
Just found out. Thank you very
How
much.
How cool is that?
Very, very proud of
wow,
that.
Wow, yeah, I am too. Congratulations. So, you deserve it.
That'll be very, very cool. Appreciate it very much. Well, how can people learn more about what's going on at the Highland Center?
Well, the Highland Center, we have a wonderful website, highlandcenter.org, mm-hmm. and all the things are listed there. And we have a very active Facebook, Twitter, mm-hmm. Instagram, all those kind of good things. Or the best way, just go up there.
Sure.
On Tuesdays to Friday, it's free. The Discovery Garden is open and free to everyone. Just you can come and just walk. Our trails are always open and free to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a beautiful place to be right now.
And stop into the store, too. Very
cool
place.
Yeah, gift store. We have a really nice nature store. And
good gifts in there,
good
too, by
gifts
the way.
In there.
Yeah, indeed. And don't forget Ronnie Cox, November 10th at the Elks Theater. That's our friend Tom Agostino from the Highland Center for Natural History, folksessions.com. Thanks for joining us again, Tom. Look forward to seeing you again in a few weeks.
Thank you, DJ.
Stay tuned. I got some final thoughts and Monday's Q&A guests coming your way in just a moment on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Who doesn't want to save money and support your local community? Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA, MBA, and EA. Now is the time to find out what Arizona tax credits you qualify for. Currently, only 10% of people use Arizona tax credits to benefit our hometown community. You're going to pay the money anyway, so why not keep the money local and give to places that you choose instead of the state government? Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
At Findlay Subaru Prescott, we believe in making the world a better place. Findlay Subaru Prescott loves pets, and it's important to us that every pet has a happy home. So Saturday, October 21st, Findlay Subaru Prescott will host a pet adoption event at the Yavapai Humane Society, 1625 Sundog Ranch Road. For every new Subaru sold during October, Findlay Subaru Prescott will donate $100 to the Yavapai Humane Society. Afterward, stop by the dealership and take a look at the latest Findlay Subaru offerings, with APRs as low as 0% for 63 months on all new 2017 Legacy, Forester, and Outback models, 0.9% on all new 2017 Impreza and Crosstrek models, 2.9% on all 2017 WRX models, and as low as 1.9% APR financing on all new 2017 BRZ models. Plus, special finance rates starting as low as 1.49% on Subaru certified pre-owned during our Love Strikes Twice sales event. Join us for a pet adoption event at the Yavapai Humane Society on Saturday, October 21st with Findlay Subaru Prescott and at FindlaySubaruPrescott.com.
For over 50 years, Prescott College has been empowering future leaders to make a difference in local and global communities.
Hi, I'm Courtney Osterfeld, Executive Director of the Launchpad Teen Center. I earned a bachelor's and a master's degree from Prescott College. Today, I am proud to make a difference in our community by inspiring teens to achieve their dreams. My experience with Prescott College provided me with the skills and experience to develop and manage a nonprofit organization.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, there's NHL hockey on our airwaves this evening as the Arizona Coyotes and their new head coach, Rick Tocchet, seek their first win of the new season as they play the back half of a home-and-home series. They'll be hosting the Dallas Stars at Gila River Arena tonight at 7 o'clock. You can hear it all live on KQ&A FM. They got to win sometime, right? They got to win their first game. Do it for the head coach and for the fans, folks. So hopefully that will be tonight against Dallas. Want you to stay tuned now for Talk of a Town, the Thursday toss-up. Then join me Monday at 3 o'clock for Q&A. There's no Q&A Tuesday, by the way. But Monday at 3 o'clock for Q&A, my guests will be Don Schoendorfer. He's the founder of the Free Wheelchair Mission that has brought mobility to more than a million desperately poor people worldwide. I'll also have Rebecca Horniman with students from Prescott High School about next Wednesday's film and studio open house. That'll be Monday at 3 on Q&A, when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Prescott College, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQ&A.